Welcome to God's Loving Kindness in the Morning. Let's begin with Martin Luther's morning prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We give thanks to you, Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have protected us through the night from all danger and harm. And we beseech you to preserve and keep us this day also from all sin and evil, that in all our thoughts, words, and deeds, we may serve and please you. Into your hands we commend our bodies and souls and all that is ours. Let your holy angels have charge concerning us, that the wicked one have no power over us. Amen. The Lord is in his holy temple. His throne is in heaven. The Lord is near to all who are of a humble and a contrite spirit. He hears the requests of the penitent and listens to their prayers. Let us therefore draw near with boldness to his throne of grace and confess our sins. Holy and righteous God, merciful Father, we confess to you that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against you by thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you above all things, nor our neighbor as ourselves, and are worthy therefore to be cast away from your presence if you should judge us according to our sins. But you have promised, O Heavenly Father, to receive with tender mercy all repentant sinners who turn to you and with a living faith seek refuge in your fatherly compassion and in the merits of the Savior, Jesus Christ. Our transgressions you will not regard nor count them against us. Relying upon your promise, we confidently pray that you would be merciful and gracious to us and forgive us all our sins to the praise and glory of your holy name. Amen. The church year is divided into two basic parts. The first part of the church year began with Advent. The theme was getting ready for Jesus. Then came Christmas and God sending his Son for the redemption of the world. There was Epiphany, where the world received Jesus, and now we are in Lent. In Lent, we ready ourselves for the Passion of Christ, the journey of Jesus Christ to Jerusalem, where he died on the cross of Golgotha, fulfilling God's promise of a Savior. We needed a Savior because of the Garden of Eden, where mankind bought into Satan's ploy against our Heavenly Father. Satan has been a deceiver and a liar since his rebellion against God sometime before his use of a serpent to entice mankind into original sin. In some sense, that first sin changed mankind's DNA. Mankind was broken in an instant because of sin. The whole universe was affected by the disorder that was brought on creation. St. Paul tells us that the cosmos was in travail, waiting for God to come and fix what had been broken at that point. Right there in the Garden of Eden, God promised to send the Redeemer to set the universe back into its proper order and to save mankind from its sin. The Bible tells us that God planned to save us from before the creation of the world. That is, God knew mankind would spoil his perfect creation before anything was created. But he also planned the repair of that creation. God the Son, the person we know as Jesus Christ, would be the Redeemer. He would come into the creation as a human being. Jesus Christ, born of a woman, Mary, but fathered by God himself. He would be fully human and he would deal with our sin. The Bible tells us that the wages of sin is death. In order to redeem us, the wages had to be paid. The Bible tells us that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. A tainted sacrifice is not acceptable. All human beings have that tainted DNA, except for one, Jesus Christ. His paternal DNA made him perfect. Jesus Christ alone was the perfect sacrifice. We in the church talk about Jesus Christ as the perfect sacrifice that takes away the sin of the whole world. We have all sinned and our wages must be paid by each of us. But Jesus Christ did not have to pay for sin. There was no sin in his life. That is why his death is our redemption. His death, His sacrifice on the cross of Calvary did what no other death in history could do. We have been bought back. We can be right with God through the blood of Christ on the cross of Calvary. The Bible tells us that there can be no forgiveness without the shedding of blood. Blood is a universal symbol of life. It takes life to undo the wrong which you and I have done. That's why we look to the blood of the perfect sacrifice on Calvary to pay for our sin. But, you say, we still die? Well, yes, that is true. But in Lent, we look beyond the death of Christ on the cross. He rose from the dead on that third day. The Bible tells us that God raised up the dead Jesus. Not only that, this arisen Lord ascended to heaven where he lives bodily. Think human body, but somehow changed directly through the intervention of our Heavenly Father, where he lives and reigns in heaven this day. Not only that, he told us that he is preparing a place for us there at this very moment. He will return, and until then, we ourselves must prepare for that return. Now we are talking about the church year. With the Ascension, we finish the first half of the church year, the half that is directly focused on the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And we begin the second half of the year, which we often think of as just the Trinity season. The second half, however, is the half that relates to us and the role of the church. It is the season of the church, of how believers in Jesus Christ have responded to Christ's direction at the Ascension and organized to bring the good news of Christ's redemptive work to the world. That work is happening despite our flawed humanity. It is happening because God the Father and God the Son sent the Church the Holy Spirit. That's three, and that's why we call the major portion of the second half of the church year that Trinity season. The Holy Spirit is the person behind the building of the church as we know it. He is concerned with making the Father and the Son real and understandable. He works through our human institutions, which we think of as the church. He prepares each of us who accept our Lord Jesus Christ, and he prepares the church itself for the return and ultimate rule of Jesus Christ. Many of us have some idea of Judgment Day, and the world paints the day in confusing strokes. What we know is this: the Lord will return and claim all who have received him as his own, and we will live with him forever in his kingdom. The church year ends with the return of Christ. So, in talking of the church year, we begin by looking forward to God's answer for our sin. And we end the year by looking forward to the one who paid the price and has restored us to our Heavenly Father. The image of God in today's lesson is a shepherd. God never gave up on mankind after our fall into sin. A shepherd does not give up on his sheep. He seeks the lost, brings them back. He finds the hungry and gives them food. He takes the distraught and troubled and gives them peace. He takes the empty and fills it with himself and his righteousness. There is no place where this shepherd will not go to care for his sheep. He is our comfort. He assures us that our place is with him forever. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you, God, are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Hopefully this psalm is familiar to you. Do you see the God that it describes? It is the God we see each Sunday as we remember Him in our church year. He is the God who sent His only Son not to condemn the world but to redeem it and restore all humanity to Himself. The Bible tells us that we can receive God. We can have Jesus Christ in our heart of hearts. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We have all disappointed our Heavenly Father. But the message of the Scriptures and the message of Jesus Christ, Son of God, is this. Our separation and alienation from God does not have to be this way. We use the word repentance. It is Jesus' word. It means to turn around. There are lots of things in life that get in the way so we cannot find our shepherd. We lie, we cheat, we hurt one another, we even murder people in our hearts figuratively, but sometimes in real world terms as well. We have indeed fallen from the grace we had in the Garden of Eden. Jesus tells us, turn from sin. Repent. Turn from sin to Jesus Christ. Believe in His life-giving sacrifice, His blood shed for your sins, and follow Him. And be baptized as you follow Him. He is gracious and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And He sends His Holy Spirit to live within us and guide us as we walk with that great Shepherd in life. If you have not got that Holy Spirit in your life, if you have not got Jesus, would you pray with me? Dear Lord Jesus, I know that my life does not measure up and that I have many things that separate me from You. I have sinned against You, O Son, and I ask for Your help. Forgive me. Receive me into Your body, the church. Give me, O God, Your Holy Spirit and save me from my sin. Thank You for Your promise to save me by Your own blood, Jesus, shed on the cross of Calvary. Amen. Receive the Lord's benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you His peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This morning devotional is brought to you by your friends at Historical Zion Lutheran Church in Silver Hill. We believe that the Lord calls on His people to worship Him and share His word. Zion Lutheran Church is located on the corner of 7th Street and 4th Avenue, one block south of State Highway 104, near the Silver Hill Library. We share the Lord's Supper on the first and third Sundays of the month. Want additional information? Go to our website, www.lutheransinsilverhill.com, or call us at 945-5209. Are you looking for a midweek Lenten worship experience? Please join us this Lent at 7 p.m. in Silver Hill at Zion Lutheran Church as we honor the Lord Jesus Christ with Lenten Vespers each Wednesday night through March 5th, and then Monday, Thursday, March 13th. Each Vespers service will be preceded by a light soup and sandwich supper at 6 p.m. in our fellowship hall. Please join us for fellowship and worship. These past days and weeks, Zion Lutheran Church of Silver Hill has been privileged to share God's holy word with you in the morning. As part of the Association of Free Lutheran Congregations, the fourth largest Lutheran denomination in the United States, we support daily Bible reading and prayer. If you do not have a Bible and would like a complimentary paperback copy of the New King James Version Bible, call us at 945-5209 and give us your name and address or phone number.